Calling more market access the ethanol industry's most pressing need, CEO Tom Bias said Growth Energy believes Congress should shift a portion of the federal funding currently used to incentivize production of grain-based ethanol toward demand-building infrastructure.
Our plan calls for the redirection and eventual phasing out of government support. Mandatory flex fuel vehicle production and tax incentives for retail fueling stations to install blender pumps. We also want to see dedicated government programs to help assist with loan guarantees to build dedicated ethanol pipelines to the coast. That reduces the cost to the consumer.
Bias indicated that Growth Energy backs a five-year phase-out of government support for ethanol in return for a level playing field. The National Farmers Union immediately endorsed Growth Energy's approach, but other major farm groups and ethanol trade associations, including the Renewable Fuels Association and National Corn Growers Association, reaffirmed their support for a long-term extension of the industry's current mix of subsidies and tax breaks that are set to expire in December. Growth Energy advisor Jim Nussel suggested that maintaining the status quo is not a viable option.
The policymakers are begging us for creativity right now. They know that if we always continue to ask for the same thing, we're going to get it maybe, but we're going to get it for a shorter period, and we're going to get it with a little bit lopped off the top, a haircut, as we have in the past.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.